I'm Hope Webb at the High Court in Livingston. It's been a dramatic end to this 8-week trial and 2.5 days of deliberation. The jury have convicted Naomi Fee and Rachel Trelfa, also known as Rachel Fee, on all 8 charges against them, including the murder of Rachel's 2-year-old son Liam at their Fife home in 2014. The other charges included abuse and perverting the course of justice. Naomi and Rachel showed barely any emotion as the charges were read out one by one. The emotion came from the father of Liam, Joseph Johnson, who cried uncontrollably as the verdicts were read out, covering his face with his t-shirt. The family of Naomi Fee closed their eyes and held hands as her fate became clear. This case has touched many across the area, including the officers who worked on it. Detective Inspector Rory Hamilton was one of those involved. He says it was unlike any case they've seen before.
The injuries that have been explained and that were uncovered, the level of abuse that we had was horrific. But fortunately, these cases are few and far between.
This all happened in a home near Glenrothes, where our reporter Lizzie Parker is now.
I'm here outside the house where 2-year-old Liam Fee's body was found in March 2014. Everyone I've spoken to in this small Fife town say the people here are still shocked by what happened 2 years on. One woman told me the tragic death still impacts people in this community.
People are very, very shocked. People are sticking together and hoping that there's something positive comes out of it.
Another woman said she and others gave the family a lot of support when they first moved into the area.
When they first moved into the village, a lot of people asked me for help, you know, to give them bits and pieces. I had a cot and stuff like that. I just feel that the village was very nice to people and, well, I think they let everybody down, didn't they?
The local church was holding services across the weekend to help people come to terms with the toddler's death, but it seems little Liam will be remembered here for a long time to come. Now to the studio for the rest of the day's news.